garbage.
The Biggs and Barr Show, saying things and doing stuff.
There's a list that's come out of nostalgic snacks, like top 10 of all time.
Okay.
Some of them I could see why they'd be on there. Like, you got Rice Krispie Treats, but I mean, those are still... And so most of these aren't available anymore. That's why they're calling them nostalgic. But Rice Krispie Treats are. Waffle Crisp cereal, never heard of it, never had it. Orbitz drinks.
That was disgusting. It was just a drink with little balls floating in it.
Like, I don't remember them.
Like bubble tea?
No. It was like in a clear glass bottle. And yeah, it had little things floating in it. We gave it away at the radio station I worked for.
Yeah, in 98. Apparently they immediately flopped. Like,
it was disgusting.
People didn't want floating junk in
it. No, it was gross. Like, you'd take a mouthful of it and it would just get like something weird in your mouth. It was like, ooh, why is this in my mouth?
Kudos.
And it didn't taste very good.
Kudos granola bars. Never heard of them. Crystal Pepsi. Yeah,
Crystal Pepsi. I think there's a bottle of Crystal Pepsi on one of the office desks here. Yeah, yeah.
That's where I see it. You're right. Yeah. I'm like, why do I know that?
It's in Wendy's office.
Yes.
Yeah, Wendy Boomer.
The biggest one on this one for me is Fruitopia. That was definitely like a big part. Yeah. Like, we used to go.
They don't sell that anymore?
Apparently not.
Mm. Really?
Just replaced it with another bottle of sugar?
Exactly. 2003.
Those things were sweet.
Yeah. Tab.
Okay.
Bagel Bites.
Well, Bagel Bites aren't available in Canada. I was confused when I saw this. But apparently they just stopped making them here in 2022. Just stopped.
Like, they had the little squares of pepperoni, right? On the bagel bites?
I don't know.
Like, when I say squares, I mean like little tiny cubes, like the size of like salt.
I don't even know. I don't think I've ever eaten a bagel
bite. Oh, we just get bagel bites.
Throw them in.
I had the pizza bites, like the little mini pockets. Like those.
Yeah, that's different.
I
see.
No, I know.
No, these are like mini bagels that were sliced in half with pizza toppings on them. Yeah, we used to get the Costco size boxes. Our kids loved them.
Oreo Cakesters.
I don't know what that is.
They're just soft Oreo cookies, basically.
We had one. They weren't good.
Yeah, they weren't great. And then Dunkaroos. I had Dunkaroo yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
How did you dunk your Dunkaroos?
Well, they're smaller now.
Okay.
I bet. I can imagine.
Like, the cookies are like tiny little circle cookies that you just sort of dip in the...
Would you have chocolate or...
120, vanilla. Yeah, vanilla right with the... Yeah, we just had them in the house, my son. We thought my son might like them, but he doesn't, so I ate them.
My nostalgic foods, I think, are... They still exist.
Slowly.
I just don't buy them. Like, they still make Big Feet, right?
Yep.
I would think so.
I just haven't bought one.
Yeah, that's true.
And like Arena Pizzas.
Those
are good.
Somehow they make them in the microwave. They warm them up in the microwave for you, and they're still good.
They still make Big League Chew? Because that was a big part of my childhood.
Yeah, I love Big League Chew.
And the Bazooka Joe gum, the terrible gum.
Yeah, the flavor lasted for like 6 seconds.
Not even. Like,
but the comic was fun. So
I don't know what else was like. Oh, the sticks that were filled with like powder.
Pixie sticks.
They still make pixie sticks?
I bet they do. Yeah.
Probably. You guys fun dip guys? I liked having a fun dip.
Oh, Lick-A-Maid?
Yeah.
What?
Lick-A-Maid. We had this discussion before.
Lick-A-Maid?
That's the company, right?
Lick-A-Maid.
Oh, Lick-A-Maid is the company that makes it.
Well, it says it right on the package.
So where's fun dips?
It's the same thing.
The Lick-A-Maid would be like the Kellogg's to like a cereal. Like it's the company's
Lick-A-Maid. Lick-A-Maid. Fun dip. Same package.
All right. I don't remember seeing that at all. It's just a fun dip. Well, hey, you know. I mean, that might be a fun dip for some, you know.
Lick-A-Maid.
People texting in. Yeah. So delicious candy. Remember So Delicious?
It's so delicious.
I don't remember.
It was little pop bottles and they were like covered in sugar.
Oh, okay.
And they tasted like different. So you'd get the pack. You might get an orange cream soda root beer.
They still make Nerds?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nerds. Ate Nerds so many
great.
Nerds.
Yeah. They were huge. Like, they were like the most popular candy for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Munchos chips, someone texted in. They still have those.
You know what rocked the Nerd Nation?
Oh,
they came out with split boxes. So one half of
them,
half of them.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy?
They had a grape and a lime one.
They never weren't like that.
Oh, really?
I've never known Nerds not to be split.
Come on.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Huh. Wow. Well, you know, it's a miracle we have any teeth left at all.
Yeah, they didn't care about giving us sugar as much back then.
No, they didn't care about anything. Whatever shut us up.
Ignorance is bliss, man.
Yeah. Here, go get high and get out in the woods.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Little spot in the show. Each brings something to the table that caught our attention. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
You probably noticed yesterday the old social media stuff, Facebook and Instagram were down and it was a big deal. Everybody tweeting about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, people at first thought, did I get hacked personally 100%. Or is it an outage? And so I did. I went to Twitter to find out.
Yeah.
And I found out it was an outage. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because it was like a weird outage. Like when you go try to get in Instagram, it kept giving you like error
wrong
messages.
Password.
I never had anything happen with Instagram, just Facebook. So, and then I had a nap and I woke up and it was better.
It was all back?
Yeah.
Saw some conspiracy theorists out there, boys. Of course, you know, there's all they're all about. Because Bitcoin hit an all-time high yesterday.
Yeah,
$69,000,
something like that for a Bitcoin.
And they said, coincidence, Facebook, Instagram down. Like as if,
I guess.
So they didn't want people to know. And I was like, what? There's other ways of finding out.
Anything could be, you know, associated with mayor's office in Ottawa broken into. Also Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Coincidence.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Also, well, it's back Twitter is the spot to go to look at stock stuff. You know, I don't get
news.
Much from your news.
Any
I don't
news
get much
feed is
from Instagram.
Twitter. Not Instagram. I'm going to rely on Instagram's like 6-day-old feed. Like, hey, this is the, like, when did this come out?
What are you saying? Are you saying Facebook isn't a good news source, Chris?
Is
that what you're saying?
What I'm saying?
Is that what you're saying? In my Facebook group is not a good news source?
No.
Oh,
some just based on their opinion in their own little microcosm, they don't know what's going on.
It's the worst place to get your news.
Absolutely.
Would be other
you can't
idiots.
Can't get news there now.
Oh, that's right. Not in this country. That is correct.
Isn't that something?
Another fella making news. It's a guy that has eaten more than 34,000 McDonald's Big Macs in his lifetime.
Oh, Don Gursky.
Yeah. he broke his own record. By extended his Guinness World Record title for the most Big Macs burgers eaten in a lifetime. He added another 722.
In 1 year?
Throughout 728, throughout 2023. So he now stands at 34,128 Big Macs in his lifetime. His quote is, people have watched me eating a Big Mac, often comment that I look like I'm eating one for the very first time.
Oh, like just so full of joy.
Yeah, he really, really enjoys it. So
I mean, I love a Big Mac too, and I can relate to that emotion when you bite into it the first time. You're like,
it's great.
It's like taking your first sip of coffee in the morning too.
It's always great.
Last year at Blues Fest, which you should be listening for Nickelback, by the way, if you want to go see them, and we play them text win. Last year, Chris and I, we were late because our GPS has none of them said any roads that were closed.
Right.
Anywho, we had to walk. 25 minute walk. And we were so tired from walking back. He's like, hey, it was like 11 o'clock. He's like, you want to get a Big Mac? I said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been the greatest tasting Big Mac.
It was pretty fantastic.
Oh, for sure.
It was pretty fantastic.
And then we almost left the drive-thru because they weren't answering at the speaker. You're like, damn it, let's leave. And then as he's about to pull away, they're like, hey, and everyone's like,
It was a glorious
thing. And then we were, that was my last Big Mac.
Yeah, me too.
It was last summer.
I don't remember the last Big Mac I had.
Yeah.
It was so good.
It was so good.
And we looked at each other. This is a good Big Mac.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's all there. Great while you're eating.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Jason, what do you got?
You guys like bowling?
Yeah.
You want to do it in the nude?
No.
Okay. The Pittsburgh area naturalists, they're hosting another Balls Out Bowling event it's called Balls Out Bowling, where you can bowl in the nude. It's happening Sunday, April 28th, so you have some time if you'd like to plan a trip to Pittsburgh. The event for anyone over the age of 18, whether you're good at bowling or not. Nudity is required. With the exception that women can wear bottoms.
Are balls required? Okay, yeah, I was going to say.
Women can wear bottoms. They do say sexual activity not permitted. I mean, why would you? You're there for bowling.
Yeah.
Know?
God, what a...
Still have to wear the shoes, though.
There is nothing less
rules
attractive...
Rules are rules, Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah, than a bunch of fat, hairy guys in just bowling shoes bowling naked.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing... There's nothing lower on the, like, arousal list, I think, in the universe.
For you, maybe.
I think for most.
And I don't know that they're doing it to be aroused. I think they're just doing it to be free.
Yeah, then just bowl. Put on some pants.
No, they're being nude to be free. They're not bowling to be free.
Not
bowling
free.
Can be expensive.
That is true. Okay, it creeps up on you there. Those. All right, well.
I don't
want to go, eh?
I don't see this becoming a popular thing. unfortunately.
All right. I imagine there's some nudist organization around here. Maybe they host a balls out bowling event.
I'm sure if you look into it, if you're into it, you can find it.
I don't want to. I don't like bowling.
That's why.
That's why you wouldn't go. Yeah.
That is the main reason why. For me,
human ball.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
I didn't mean to say that out loud.
Wow. Man.
Oopsie.
Yeah. At least those air vent things that do your fingers, you could like at least.
Yeah, yeah.
Get your undercarriage nice and dry.
Yeah, dry it up. A little sweaty here. Hold on a second. Yeah.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
You can reach our answering machine 24 hours a day, 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, we say call about anything, and a fella wants us to let us know something. Okay?
What does he want to let us know?
Yeah, this is Chris Lloyd calling in.
He just wanted to let us know he was calling it.
Chris Lloyd.
What was it,
Chris? Yeah, this is Chris Lloyd.
Lloyd.
Calling in.
Like Christopher Lloyd?
Don't
the actor?
Be. Great Scott!
Yes. Well, that's
cool. No, Marty.
Celebrities calling the show?
That would be the type of message the actor Christopher Lloyd would leave. I mean, I would. Or Lloyd, what's his name?
Christopher Lloyd, yeah.
Would
Lloyd,
leave, yeah.
I know he has been, but has he been in anything other than Back to the Future?
Oh, yeah.
In my brain, no.
Yeah.
Like, I know he has been, but in my brain, he is Doc Brown till
it. Oh, that's it. Like, that's his eternal character, but wasn't
no,
he?
Oh, Marty.
I think it was in Roger Rabbit, too. Wasn't he a bad guy in Roger Rabbit?
That's possible.
Oh, with the guy with the eyeballs that, like, melt or
wasn't
something?
Wasn't that it? Wasn't that the same? Was that
him?
That
sounds like it was him.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, this is Chris Lloyd. I'm calling in.
Somebody just texted us. Chris Lloyd was supposed to call in for Shape Heyday yesterday.
Oh,
I see. Well, that makes sense. That makes way more
sense.
Boy,
he called the wrong number.
Yeah. Don't call the Dougie line, man. Dougie
Did he miss line. Out because he called the Dougie line instead of the regular number?
No. I think you might have. I don't know. But it's 750-1061 when you hear your name on payday. Next chance for that's 9 o'clock.
Poor fella.
And we have the best listeners. Look at all those texts.
Yeah. They're on it.
Right on.
On it.
Well, thanks.
All right. Those that are texting that heard it yesterday, let us know if he made it.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Make all the right number.
Wow. He missed his name, they said.
Hold on.
Keep time. I want to find out. I can find it out. I want to know what time he called in.
Hang on. See if he would have.
What time that phone call
was? Yeah, what time it came in.
If you still want to register for payroll payday, you can. Just go to Shea106.com and we might call your name.
He wouldn't have made it anyways.
By 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Either way, 2 minutes
called the wrong number.
Well, that makes me feel a little better for the poor guy.
Somebody made $1,000 yesterday.
Really?
When Amy did it in the morning, the person was from Friday or the day before. Still, Johnny Bags or something like that.
Johnny Bags.
They were up to like $1,000 already.
That's all right.
Like, that's crazy, man. Just for listening, for doing squat. Call him once. All right, what else you got?
Yeah, all right.
So, lads, I called in about school buses, amber lights and red lights, and wasn't sure what to do. In the amber light, you do like on the street and hit the gas and fly through the son of a bitch. Do you stop for the amber or do you stop for the red? Which one is it, or are we just stopping for everything now? Help out. Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, you know the answer.
Yes,
you know
the answer.
What?
You're not supposed to just step on the gas and run through the son of a bitch.
Hit the gas and fly through the son of a bitch?
No. It's just a warning that it's going to stop to let you know that you should slow down because the red light is coming. The same as
schools intersections. Schools have an amber light? Where do schools have, or buses have
some
an amber
do. Light? They all do. No, that's,
do they all?
Yeah, they all have it now.
It'll Where go, is it?
Up top. No, it'll go amber, and I then see. Red.
Up top?
Yeah,
like the normal school bus lights that flash.
Oh, and up on the back of the bus.
Yeah, and the stop sign or whatnot. Maybe
there's
not the
an
stop
amber
sign.
Light now?
Yeah.
They all have them, yeah.
Oh, I am slowing down. I have stopped.
Yeah.
That's kind of
thing. Now I'm flying through the son of a bitch.
Yeah.
In the amber light, you do like on the street and hit the gas and fly through the son of a bitch?
No, not on a school bus.
No, don't
do that at all.
Don't. There is something to... Not flying through an amber at a school bus, but to the irritation of school kids that refuse to hurry up.
Oh, God.
That makes me insane.
They don't care what your
terrible
schedule
parents is what I always say.
20 minutes you're sitting there while it's
20 minutes.
Three kids aren't even off the bus yet.
20 minutes.
Get off the bus.
I don't mind if the kid gets off the bus and the backpack is bigger than the child. That's kind of like funny.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it makes you laugh.
But no,
come on, right. Man.
20 minutes?
20
minutes. 20 minutes.
I mean, 20 seconds,
no.
Maybe.
Minutes. Mom's just yapping away to the bus driver about some nonsense.
Oh, that's the mom's fault.
Kids
that's not
dragging
the kid.
Their out. You can see them in the back seat. Like, yeah, just yeah. Grabbing their stuff and bouncing around. Let me go by. If no one's getting out of the bus. I'm just kidding. I'm not that
You bad. Know how I know it wasn't 20 minutes? Because if it was, you literally would have lost your head. Your head would have exploded if, you, yeah. if Chris had to wait behind the school bus for 20 minutes.
You would have left your car there and got out and walked.
Yeah. Then
no. I would have pulled my steering wheel off. I would have been like, oh, great. Where's your car? Why do you got a rental? I pulled my steering wheel off.
Waiting for slow kids.
Waiting for kids to get off the bus. Yeah, slowly. Yeah.
Waiting to get off the bus slowly.
Yeah. I got you. It's all right. It's okay. You're fine. Dougie Lines, 216-849 or 216, Dougie.
Five questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
Out of what? On the
Bigs
and Bar Show.
Welcome to Out of What? Five questions, 30 seconds. You can pass them back, but you got to answer them all. Your first answer, each one is one that counts. And we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for a Plinko board that can win you up to $1,000.
Who's on the phone, Jamie?
We don't know. Hello. Okay.
Hello.
What's your name, sir?
Glenn.
Glenn?
Yeah.
All right. Are you familiar with Out of What, my friend?
I am. You guys called me the other day. I had my teeth in today.
Oh, right, wow.
Wow, that's lucky.
Yeah, you got it real.
That never happens.
Yeah, lucky that, we called you twice, and also you got your teeth in. So, yeah. I mean, congrats.
That's hilarious.
Good start.
Like a
good
whole
start.
Different person with your teeth in, Glenn.
Yeah. All right, good luck to you. Here we go.
All right, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. What U.S. state has more alligators than any other?
Louisiana.
Who was the lead guitarist for Pink Floyd?
Lead guitarist for Pink Floyd.
Yes, mm-hmm. sir.
You can pass.
Linda Gilmore.
What former radio host, now public official's office, was broken into last night because karma's a bitch?
Oh. I pass.
What basketball player has the nicknames Big Diesel and the Big Aristotle, among others?
None.
Okay. I will ask the last one anyway. Sure. What is worse, a bad headache or a bad tummy ache?
That's a headache.
All right, let's go over your answers, Glenn. What is worse, a bad headache or bad tummy ache? You said headache. I'd concur with that, yeah.
Yeah. And tummy ache does suck, though.
It does suck.
Tummy ache is the nerves of pooping yourself come along with it, right? Where you're like,
maybe.
A headache, you're like, as long as I just take some Tylenol, yeah. I don't know, but
anyway. To someone with migraines.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. But I've never had one, so that's not my level of pain.
What basketball player has the nicknames Big Diesel and the Big Aristotle, among others? Not surprising, Glenn didn't know that. Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, Big Shaq.
Big Shaq, yeah. Hey. 52 years old today is Shaq.
Yeah.
I don't look a day over 49.
It's the best.
Hey,
one
Chuck.
One of my favorite
thanks,
athletes ever.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What former radio host, now public official's office, was broken into last night because karma's a bitch?
Yeah.
It's Mark Sutcliffe.
Our mayor. Our mayor. Thank you for not answering our emails or our correspondence.
That's why.
Karma. Little annoying things are going to happen to you for your entire career. Just little annoying things.
We're not doing them. It's just going to happen.
Yeah. No, it's just going to happen.
It's just the
We're not
the
encouraging
universe.
Them. Please, no. Be nice to the man when you see him.
Like the bottom of the big hole punch is going to be a little loose when he goes to pick it up.
Yeah,
it's all hole punch
confetti everywhere.
Yeah.
Who was the lead guitarist for Pink Floyd? You eventually got out David Gilmour. Yeah. That's correct. He's 78 years old today. And what U.S. state is more alligators than any other? You did know it was Louisiana.
Where'd you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow? Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
All right, Glenn.
So even with your teeth in. Not successful, Glenn.
Yeah.
Hey, how come Turney came to my mind?
That's what I was thinking. I have no idea what he said.
I don't know anything. Thanks for calling.
You have a good one.
You have a good one, friend.
Yeah, bud.
Okay, good luck next time. Try without your teeth again. Maybe you'll do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What did he say?
No idea. Not the slightest idea. That's not a great connection, though. So,
it's a phone line.
Yeah. He has his teeth in, so we should be able to understand him.
He should be a little bit better. You know?
Man. Anyways, coming up on Circle Time, a Canadian institution. Like, one of the things probably our country is most well known for across the globe, I would say, one of the things is no longer.
Circle is a
spot in the show. We each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Jason, you want to go first?
Well, you may or may not have heard that the mayor of Ottawa, Mark Sutcliffe, his office has been burglarized. It happened overnight, Monday.
Nothing. I saw the news report. It said nothing really.
Yeah, they have arrested a suspect now.
What'd they take?
Nothing.
So could that be, that's still a burglary? Is burglary, well, is that the whole app? They broke in.
It was a break and enter.
Okay.
I don't want to encourage that kind of behavior at all. But I mean, I'm just saying, karma will get you. You know?
You're saying because he has never emailed us back?
Yeah, we asked him to come out to our golf tournament last year. He didn't even answer
true.
Us.
Yeah, didn't answer.
We've asked him to come on the show. He doesn't answer us. And this is like his direct contact. He's just choosing to ignore us. So I'm just saying, as long as you do that.
I may have to go see his father-in-law. He lives across the street from me.
Oh, he does? Yeah, go have a chat.
Hold him a piece of your mind.
Yeah, go let him know.
Nice
go let
fella.
Him know.
I couldn't yell at him. He's a good guy.
Okay.
I bought a trailer off him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
It's a cargo trailer. Yeah.
You even have like a personal connection to this man, and he doesn't answer us.
Yeah.
What a jackass.
I wonder why he doesn't email us back.
I want to talk about, I know neither of you really seem fazed at all by this as much as I am, at least, but blown away that Just for Laughs is done. Like, it's canceled for the year.
I mean, in all honesty, it's not really a big deal for me. I never really paid much attention to it.
I know, but it just seems like something that would never, like, it's been an institution, this comedy festival, in my life since I started watching TV. Like, the first stand-up clips I ever saw were on Just for Laughs, the TV show.
Like Michael McDonald, remember the old Canadian comic? Yeah. Like, I remember that for some reason.
And it's, like, renowned across the planet as, like, the top comedy festival in the world. How do you mess that up? How do you mess that up so bad that it's bankrupt? Like, it's very confusing to me. And that's comedy's really big again now. Like, a lot of stand-ups because of podcasting and stuff are getting a big push. A lot of big names that people recognize. You think you could pull in and mix?
Maybe that's why. Too many comedy specials on TV and stuff. People can laugh from their couch. They don't have to go to the show.
I guess. I don't know. It's just confusing. No details have been released. Why? Like, sort of, really? I saw a thing on it last night on TV, and they're just like, nobody really understands why this hasn't made money. So, anyways.
Yeah, well, hopefully it does. I imagine that brings in a lot of tourist dollars and such, right?
Jamie, what do you got?
Well, we just got we got an interesting call on the Dougie line. I don't know who this fella is talking about, but I thought it maybe deserved its own spot in circle time here.
All right.
Does any of us yell on the show? I don't know. Did anybody yell? Anyway, I'll just play it.
Play the
just
phone call.
Okay, okay.
The clown that does the yelling on your show? He should be in the unemployment line.
Oh, wow.
You know, we don't need him because if that's all is required for the job, I'm pretty good at it, too.
Well, you're not. I mean,
sounds
Chris,
like having trouble breathing.
Chris yells. Yeah.
Let alone yelling, but I mean, whatever.
It's not all Chris does.
No, I shout too, but no, it's not all Chris does. He sighs.
Yeah, he bangs.
Yeah, you have different levels. You're very multi-dimensional.
I just had an entire discussion about a legendary Canadian festival. I didn't yell once.
Of course not.
You know, we have lots of yeah, I write poems. Thank you, Jason.
Uh-huh.
Insults co-workers.
That's true. Insults politicians in our city.
Right there.
Calls them jackasses. That's great.
There's a lot of great things.
I calls them as I see them.
No, I got you. We're on your side.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I might yell once a morning. I mean, that's not that much yelling.
Yeah.
Is it more than once a morning?
Oh, yeah. You probably yell more than once before the show starts.
Okay, let's. But it's not always in anger, too. Like, sometimes I'm excited.
Oh, that's fair.
Sure. Sometimes I just get worked up. Stop texting. I spit on the floor. I don't spit on the floor. See what you did, man? You see what you've done? I knew this was going to be the worst.
And it was just a hypothetical situation.
I knew this was going to be the worst. So now all people visualize, somebody texted earlier, they visualize me in a car screaming, ripping a steering wheel off and spitting on the floor of the car. That's how people are going to see me.
Well, you were the one who said ripping the steering wheel off.
Yeah.
It was a hypothetical joke situation. I've never ripped a steering wheel off in my life.
That would be impressive.
It would be.
Now, spitting on the floor of your car better than when you spit on the floor, or if you were to spit on the floor at work.
I
Excuse me,
I haven't done any of those things. I haven't done any of those things, Jamie, and I would really appreciate you Chris stop is bringing them up.
Chris is not a spitter. He loves us too much.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you, Father Stop. Time, for chiming in on what my qualifications are for the job.
He should be in the unemployment line.
Okay.
You don't have a family to support, sir. It's a terrible thing to wish on anyone to lose their job.
It rocks, Gus.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope you're when you're in the river today looking for gold that you you find none. You find none. And I didn't yell that either. Here's Motley Crue.
Oh, wait, we got instant question time. Yeah, if you have a question for us, not about Chris spitting on the floor, please text it to 762-555.
I didn't yell that whole break.
No.
And I was seething every time I heard that man's voice. But I didn't yell. See? Growing up. That's what you're doing.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
It was 6 degrees today. You might want to sit out in your backyard, maybe later around a fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Here's the most ridiculously obvious answered question ever.
Okay.
Have you ever drank your fries out of their box like you were drinking a soda?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Almost every time.
Every single time.
I drink chips.
Pringles. Yeah. Pringles are the best. Yeah, easy. Yeah. Chips, I guess.
But fries, yeah, every time.
Every time.
Absolutely.
Well, what's with Tim Hortons only bringing back the retro donuts for a limited time? The Walnut Crunch is better than most donuts on the shelf. Thanks, boys. Love the show.
Well, like most things they have for a limited time, they want you to be excited about them, and they want you to go at that specific time. It's probably brought around at a time where their sales were traditionally slow, and they would like to encourage people to come to their restaurant.
You don't know what you're talking about.
That's why. That's why everything's on for a limited time.
Are we? Is it def? Are those limited time?
Don't know.
They are. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
It says. It says.
Oh. Okay.
On the sign.
Are we voting for small towns we would visit or small towns to live in?
Whatever you want.
Either or.
Whatever your favorites are. That's
talking about March Madness. Small towns. You can go and vote at Shea106.com.
In honor of yesterday's weather, where's your favorite patio to enjoy a cold one in the coming season? Maybe in a small town like Perth, which is in our small March Madness.
It is.
No, my favorite is my house.
Patio so, at your house?
Yeah. Outside of your own
outside
place.
Outside of my house?
Where would you like to just have a, on a lake, on the shore of a lake with a fishing rod in your hand?
No, like an actual restaurant patio. I don't like, because I live in the West End, I like going to like the Cheshire Cat Pub in Kerp or Ridge Rock Brewery in Kerp.
Alice's Cafe in
Kerp.
Like eating outside there.
You guys glass half full or half empty kind of people?
I kind of go back and forth.
Yeah, depending on the, probably more half empty.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, that's the amount of water that's in it. Doesn't really concern me.
You guys still have the audio from Chris and Jamie stuck in traffic last year on the way to Blues Fest. If so, can you play it?
Yeah, we were getting riled up as I started recording.
Last year, we left with plenty of time to get to Blues Fest, but there's a whole bunch of roads closed downtown. Mm-hmm. And
who would have known?
We were supposed to broadcast at a certain time, and Jason had to do it by himself for the first little bit.
Amy and I did it. It was fine.
Cause,
it was good.
Everywhere we turned, myself and Jamie ran into a wall of cars.
She's much more pleasant than you two are.
Yeah, all right.
That's fair.
So Jamie was trying to record the traffic, and right as it happened, some more traffic happened, and we just lost our minds.
Go! Move the f*** up!
God damn it!
Move into the f***ing intersection, f***ing go!
Move!
And it went on.
Yeah. We had had it at that point.
I believe we yell encroach one point.
Oh, okay, encroach.
Encroach, because people weren't encroaching, and that would cause us to be there for another light.
What do you guys think about Crosby leaving Pittsburgh? What, Crosby's leaving Pittsburgh?
There were rumors going around on the old social media for some ridiculous, even said in the posts, imaginary trade.
Yeah.
Right at the top of it. It was like Sidney Crosby for like 8 other people.
How do you guys feel about plush carpets?
Don't like carpet at all. Carpet is disgusting.
I like it in the bedrooms.
I don't mind a rug. A rug can be taken out and cleaned.
I don't like walking around on hardwood when you wake up in the morning on the carpet.
I do.
Have you tried the new limited Doritos, Dill Pickle and Cool Ranch? Delicious. I saw them.
I saw them too.
In the store.
It didn't, I didn't desire them enough to try them. I'm not a Doritos. I don't hate them. But I'm not really a Doritos guy.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not my go-to. My wife's a much bigger Dorito eater. She was real excited.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she pointed them out the day after I had pointed them out to her.
Not really.
That never happens with wives.
Yeah. We were in the grocery store. And I was like, oh, look. And she's like, yeah. And then the next thing, she's like, oh, look. And yeah. I was like, yeah, I showed you.
She wasn't listening to you at all.
Yeah. Never.
It's something else on her mind.
Never. I sing a song now. It's the talking to myself song. When I'm talking to her and she's not listening.
They sing the song, like, and she doesn't notice?
Like, she'll ask me something, I'll answer her. She'll ask me something else, and then I answer her, and she's gone. Like, she's in her phone or whatever, doing something else, not listening. So I'll just start singing the talking to myself. I'm talking to myself. She doesn't even pick up on that either.
Doesn't acknowledge it?
No.
She just thinks, oh, Chris is happy today.
That's it for this edition of
It's an Answered Question Time.
20 Question Spectacular Bonanza.
We're playing this every day until we get a winner, and then we'll go back to our Wheel of Stupid contest. But for now, we have the same 20 questions we're going to ask every single day.
We got up to 11 answers yesterday.
We did, yeah. We got to 11, the highest we've ever gotten. And every day we don't get a winner, we add another $100 in Lotto. So we're up to 600, I believe, in Lotto. If you pause for longer than 5 seconds or get one wrong, it is over. We're just going to keep asking them every day. So
we have Connor on the phone.
Hey, Connor.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Fantastic.
Yeah, you were really excited about playing this contest today.
Love you guys.
Did you, thanks, man. Did you listen to do you know the 11? Do you know, have you heard them?
Oh, yeah. I've been listening every day.
All right.
Very good.
Okay. Well, best of luck to you, sir. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
20 questions, spectacular bonanza.
Go!
What continent are the countries Uruguay and Paraguay in?
South America.
This name comes before Pieces and peanut butter cups.
Reese's.
This microscopic fungus is added to bread dough to make it rise.
Yeast.
Who is Barbie's beau?
Ken.
Iowa is the USA's leading producer of this popular crop.
Corn.
Fill in the blank of this classic movie from the 80s. Pretty in blank.
Pink.
In 2013, this Facebook CEO ranked first on a list of the world's highest rated CEOs.
Mark Zuckerberg.
This boy king who reigned from 1333 to 1323 BC was in the news again in 1922.
Tutankhamun.
Also known as Hump Day, this day of the week was named for a Norse god.
Wednesday.
As the old saying goes, this city wasn't built in a day.
Rome.
Sandy Cheeks wears a spacesuit and helmet underwater so she can hang out with this little guy.
SpongeBob.
Which bone are babies born without?
Knees, kneecaps.
Yeah. Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
Jaguar?
Brother, this guy stinks!
But at least you tried. And that's what friends are for.
A message from Concerned Children's Advertisers.
Don't give it away. Don't answer the question.
I'm not going to answer the question.
Okay.
I'm just going to say Jaguar is a logo from another car company called
Jaguar.
Yeah. You got one more, though. You got the kneecaps.
Yeah.
You there still?
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Oh, he's there. He feels shame. Don't feel shame. How would you know?
It's tough.
You got all the answers that were already done before. Plus one more.
Yeah.
Baby all right. Steps.
Hey, yeah. We're creeping our way towards it. But thanks for calling, man. Have yourself a great day, Connor.
Nope, buddy.
Okay.
Well, I have a feeling if he got past that one, I have a feeling he was going to win.
Just past
looking
that
ahead,
one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not
a couple
it's,
in there, maybe not.
He sounded like a guy who would really know number 15.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd probably know 15.
Okay. I don't know what they are. I don't have them in front of me. So you're just saying no. Nobody else knows what you're talking about either.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Anyway, now we've got 12. 12 have been answered.
There
so
you go.
If you didn't hear them all, or if you're just tuning in now, you can feel free to head to the podcast later on today and write down the answers.
Yep.
In anticipation of being called.
Yeah, I mean, once you hear them once, it'd be tough to forget most of the answers, I would think.
I don't know. I forget most
really
of them.
Yeah, every day they're new to you again.
And I've got them in front of me.
That's amazing.
Yep.
We got a couple stories of critters causing some trouble. A scorpion stung someone in the worst place possible.
Circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot in the show. Each share something that caught our attention. I'd like to remind everybody quick off the top to swing by Shay106.com and vote on our March Madness of Small Towns. It's had the highest amount of votes we've ever, I mean, it's only the second year we've done it, but it's people are getting into it this year. And some of the towns that are doing real well in the first bracket are not what we expected.
Yeah.
Some towns that we did expect to do real well are really...
apathetic, really.
Dragging their ass.
Feel free to leave messages on our Dougie line, either in support of or throwing shade at some small towns.
Sure.
Yeah. You want to expose a small town for something in their underbelly? We'd love to hear it.
Yeah, we would.
Well, we know Shawville's a bunch of cheaters.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Some guy called in four times yesterday, trying to be four different people
with the same phone number.
And that's not even how you vote.
No.
You have to go to Shay106.com.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to do it online. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, go do it, please. Who wants to go next, boys?
I'll go.
Okay.
So Chris, I know you've found some interesting creatures in your car. Like,
sorry?
Like you found like a mouse.
Yeah, didn't you have
car.
To sell a car because you had mice in it or something?
Yes, we found a few mice in a car.
Uh-huh.
And my wife refused to drive it,
right.
so we sold it.
So we sold it. Okay. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Well, this lady found something I would say, I don't know, it's worse than mice. Here, she'll talk about it here.
First a laugh and then panic. And I lost my mind. And he turned around and he had seen a tongue kind of like flipping at him. He's like, get out of the car. And so I freeze up because I'm like, when I get scared, I freeze. In a state where there's lots of critters and lots of things that can get into small spaces, personal spaces, to know what to do in that situation and who to call. We got real comfortable in that car. That snake made its home in there.
A rattlesnake was found in a car.
I saw this story. They said that they think it had been there for a couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks.
In her car. She didn't know.
Yeah, I mean...
Her friends say it was her ex-husband.
Oh, good one. Nice one.
Living in there.
Yeah, nice one.
Anyway, yeah, how for that long knowing and then thinking about, oh my God, what if I was driving and it just latched itself onto my anywhere?
Yeah.
I guess it's a rattlesnake.
Venom would suck.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of that.
Okay.
So there was a fella who was staying at a resort in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
And he woke up with some pain in his nether region. And
snake bit him in the bits?
Not a snake.
Oh.
He does explain.
Okay. I just felt like somebody stabbing me in my private area. I went to the restroom and I saw a scorpion. Everybody wasn't shocked. I mean, nobody believed. Even I couldn't believe it.
Even you can.
Yeah. Saw a scorpion stung him on his nuts.
Goodness.
Yeah, right.
Why?
On his
why was
testicles.
It mad if he was sleeping? What was he? He must have rolled his leg over on it or something in it.
I guess so.
Like, why would a scorpion just walk and be like, right into your testicles?
Goodness.
Now I want to be sympathetic to this fella, but he says he's considering legal action.
Oh.
That's ridiculous.
Welcome to the hotel.
Because the scorpion stung him in his nuts at the hotel.
Yeah, it's just a money grab.
In the desert.
Obviously, he doesn't really, I mean, you can't blame a hotel for that happening in the desert. It's going to happen.
It's a tiny scorpion. I'm looking at the picture. Like, so tiny.
Any medical repercussions? Like, any sort of, like, how venomous is...
No, it's fine.
He's not going to lose his...
No.
His bits.
Rocked him like a hurricane, though.
Ah, scorpions. Nice. Yeah. Well done.
I'm looking at the medical report. I have been bitten by scorpion at my groin/testicles.
Well, you weren't bitten by it.
No, so I'm not up on my.
So what would you
up on my stings?
Right.
What's is Scorpion's a scorpion like compared low, to a bee or like a wasp?
It depends on the kind of scorpion.
Yes.
There are different varieties.
I see.
Of course, yeah.
Because I've looked into moving to many different tropical islands because I hate winter. And most scorpions is just like a nuisance. You'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
Very few of them in most places can kill a human being.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What would you rather, a scorpion in your bed or a snake in your car?
I'd do the snake in the car.
Yeah.
Well, the snake didn't bite anybody, right?
No, but yeah, I mean.
But a rattlesnake bite would be way worse than a little scorpion sting on your nutsack. I might take the scorpion sting.
I was, A snake, a rattlesnake could live in my car for years, and I never know because of cars.
All the rattling.
Oh, already.
Yeah, that's true.
I have no idea it was in there.
You got a rattlesnake in here? No, it's the car.
Yeah.
If you did.
No.
If you had a rattlesnake, it would have taken care of that mouse problem for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the old car.
Yeah. Wouldn't have had to sell it.
Yeah. That would be the solution. My wife comes home and says, I saw a mouse. I just grab a snake and whip it in the car. There you go.
I'd go garter snake. I wouldn't go straight to rattlesnake.
No, yeah.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
This is the spot in the show where we play messages from our answering machine, 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Jamie, what do you got today?
Someone's asking some advice of us, how to handle a certain situation. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Hi, Dougie Line. My husband and I are big fans of this show, especially Andrew. Hi, Dougie Line.
Don't really know what that means, but is your husband Andrew? Or
the fourth person on our show, Andrew, that none of us have ever met.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. Anywho.
That is the best sentence I've ever. That's amazing. Because she thinks one of our names is Andrew.
Maybe.
But she's a big fan of the show.
Or her husband's Andrew.
Yeah, right? So I don't know.
Or maybe
it's Andrew. Hi, Line. My husband and I are big fans of this show, especially Andrew.
Oh. Or maybe Andrew, our promo, our production guy.
Oh, maybe.
He's never been on there. He's been on the show
once or twice. Yeah, he's been at live events.
When I whipped toilet paper into his crotch.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Maybe she knows him. Anyway.
Okay, anyways.
That wasn't the advice.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Calling's a bit of predicament. So we just moved into our townhouse condo, and the neighbors that lived there previously actually moved next door. Mm. But they haven't switched their mail. We keep getting their mail. We started putting in their mailbox, but it just keeps happening. It's been like 6 months now. We've also seen them on our doorbell cam checking our mailbox for their mail, so we're kind of uncomfortable with that. So do we keep just giving it to them? Do we send return to sender and just send them back? Do we leave them a letter saying, hey, can you please change your address? What do we do? Thanks, bye.
I'd return to sender at that point.
I'd have a chat with them also and just be like, hey, like, you guys going to update your...
Every time I've moved, and it's been quite a few times, I always pay for the service to get your mail forwarded for a year.
Yeah.
And
it's that simple.
I think it's worth $110 or something like that.
Is it even that much?
I don't know. Yeah, but, I don't remember. Yeah. But it saves that hassle and gives you a year's worth of time to switch over all your stuff.
You guys get a lot of mail still? Like, I get everything everything emailed now. Like, all bills, everything, it's all email. I don't
my
get a lot of paper.
Yeah, I get mail. Still, yeah,
stuff like that, but...
No, nothing.
I don't. I generally don't check the mailbox. My wife does that.
We get mail from, like, two people ago at our house still.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Not a lot, a little bit.
Yeah, I just open that stuff.
I just throw it out. I'm like,
I'm
sorry.
If it looks interesting. For a while at one house I lived in...
That's a felony, Jason Barr.
Whatever.
A felony.
You should never open someone else's mail.
No, I do anyway. I don't care.
Yeah.
If it's two houses or two families ago, I'll open it. Yeah. I used to get mail for like magazines for a guy whose house I bought. He died.
Oh,
so I know
okay.
he wasn't going to complain.
Fine. Yeah.
And they just kept sending the magazines. So I would read them.
What was it, like Canadian Owners and Pilots Association? Like Copa magazines?
No, it was like woodworking.
Oh, okay.
I guess they used to go on lots of cruises and stuff.
Oh,
they used
okay.
to get like cruise brochures. Like encyclopedias worth of cruise brochures.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Can we just put yourself in these exact people's shoes for a second? Like, mm-hmm. So these are obviously nice people. They moved there. They kept setting the stuff, not annoyed at all, until 6 months. Now they have to have an awkward conversation, which they probably don't want to have to do. You know what I mean? That would bother me as a principal thing.
Yeah. Like, if I'm going to be lazy about something that only involves me, it could take me years to do something like that. But if I know I'm making somebody else's day harder or more annoying or whatever, I'm pretty good at being like, okay, don't be a jerk today. Go fix that.
I would give them their mail. Okay, I would. The part that bothers me is that they're going looking in the mailbox.
Yeah, there's that too. Yeah.
That's my house now. It's not your house
anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. All right. We got anything else?
Yeah, we do.
Hey, guys. I'm just watching the show with my wife here, and I know you guys are kind of hung up on the spelling of Jeff, like G-E-O-F-F. I just saw someone's name, so their name is Eric, but it's spelled E-R-R-I-C-K. So how would you pronounce that? Like Eric?
Eric.
Yeah, Eric. Yeah.
You can't say Eric.
Eric.
Wow. Wow.
Maybe that's how they want to pronounce
Eric.
That'd be more than two R's, I guess.
Yeah. Eric.
Yeah, can you do
Eric.
That? You know, there's
Eric.
No, it's too.
It's way better. Add more R's. If your name's Eric, change it. Add more R's. Is Eric here? No, but Eric is.
That's at least six or seven R's, though.
Yeah.
At least so many R's.
Too many R's.
Yeah, that first spelling, though, I would imagine it's like, sounds like it's Norwegian or something.
Some Viking
of it. And I don't think they roll their R's like that. I don't think they. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, why would he does it? It sounds like it's not even his throat.
No, it does.
Like,
it sounds. Yeah.
I know Scotland and Norway are fairly close to the north end of Scotland.
Yeah. Sure. So yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
So maybe they got right from there.
It sounds like it's coming out of like literally is like a pelican.
Yeah. Yeah.
My favorite bird.
Like yeah. A yeah. Pelican. Like a pelican throat. Yeah.
Floppy throat.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well,
we're done.
We learned something new today. Listen, hey. You want to leave weird spelling of names on a Dougie line? That's easy to do. 216-349-216-Dougie.
Or chime in about the small town you support or dislike.
Yes, for our March Madness of Small Towns. You can also vote on Shea106.com. 9 o'clock, the next name will be called out for Shea Payroll Payday. Our podcast every day, iTunes and Spotify. Go give us a subscription. Anything else, gents?
Nothing I can think of.
I don't think so.
Excellent. We hope you have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.